All right, welcome back. This is segment four of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host here on WCGA, AM 1100, wonderful and foundational coastal Georgia. In the previous program segments, we've talked about the 1973 war in Yom Kippur that I flew in and my observations there. I spoke of my experiences in an Islamic country when I preached a sermon that the Islamists didn't like. And I told you that early in September, I began to believe so strongly that America was, well, we had arrived at that dark future that I'd been talking about for the longest time on this program and in things that I've written, including my book, The Bigger Picture, published in 2014. But the statement I'm making today is just this. Because that dark future is here if there is an election in November 2024, or even if America still exists as an integral nation, then because of what is here, not coming, we have a very short period of time to accomplish an imperative that to most of you will sound, well, if I say I'm a Christian, you're going to say, and I am a believer, believe me, I am a believer. If I tell you I'm a Christian, there'll be a significant percentage of people that are going to disagree, and those that are even staunch Republicans will disagree. But here's the bottom line, and you're going to find out how real it is on December the 30th, and the last program that we do in this body of work that began back on the 1st of April. Here it is. Now, this is a mandate. And I'm admitting that there are a lot of reasons why people will discount it. But I'm speaking on a koinonia level to good friends, the deepest convictions that I have expressed as an opinion for your welfare. And here it is. If we do not support Donald Trump 100%, if a majority of Americans, at least those who vote and those votes are counted legally, do not support him regardless of what happens, and presuming he is still physically around and able to run for president right up to the day of the election and then execute the duties of the office he was previously installed to do, if we do not do that, America is done. There will be no election in 2024. There will not be one. We will be under martial law and in gross social disarray, possibly even under having been under, about to be under existential attack by our enemies such as China, North Korea, Iran, Russia, and yes, I even plug in there Turkey, the new Turkey, not the Turkey of Ataturk, the beginning of the 20th century that made it such a wonderful country, but this country of Erdogan that is radically embracing, well, the Islamic community and will be standing, I'm sure, very sure, against Israel here very soon. I hope you heard what I said. We must stand behind Donald Trump. But those of you that are yelling at me like so many of my pastor friends and otherwise right-thinking Republican buddies who say, well, he's just not a, he's a troublemaker. He's a troublemaker. He's really not a Christian and all the nonsense. I've made very clear in the last two programs and will make clear in the programs ahead. America must be run by a strong man, a male, essential maleness, and that's in the secular sense. And that's why Donald Trump is hated so much by the witch spirit that has dominated this country and this world now. It is up to men. Men, you hear that? Men, the XY chromosome bearers, to stand up, to push back against the unspeakable evil that the Democrats have brought upon this country. And we can, install the only individual that has demonstrated in the past his ability to lead this country in the right direction and to be a friend, if not a blood, sweat, and tears member of the Christian community. It is the faith system of America that has built this country to what it is. Michael Medved is right. God's hand has been on Americans. In 50 of the books I've got in my library, we've forgotten that. And we haven't done our job. And as men, we are miserable failures, particularly black and white men together, which will be discussed in the future programs, America's past, present, and future written in what black and white. And boy, do we have a lot to account for. If we don't get behind Donald Trump, if we're not able to get him reinstated, then it is over. It is over, and I hope you will give some credence to what I'm trying to tell you. I heard some idiot today on the radio driving up here, and yeah, it was on AM 1100. It was an interview on Dr. Gorka's program, and some GOP dude is saying, yeah, well, I'm a conservative Republican, but I'm going to vote for a dead Joe Biden if I have to get rid of Trump. What sort of a fool would make that kind of a statement? Well, it would be the kind of fool that so many of us are. We don't know the Word of God. We don't know history. We haven't read books by good authors, and we have just lived convenient and distracted lives of wealth, and so we don't know the signs of the times. And folks, there are symbols all over that we need to be understanding. They're God-given and telling us something. We're going to discuss those briefly in the next segment. I hope you'll return to segment 5 of this special edition of The Bigger Picture. God bless you.